Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Another sign the proposed acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese steelmaker might be in trouble.
Whenever an American company is taken over by an international one, the deal is reviewed by various government bodies. President Biden says the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel is no exception, and he says it may even need more scrutiny than usual, even though Japan is a close ally. The Steelworkers Union says it wasn't consulted ahead of the announcement. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman said he would attempt to prevent the sale over concerns about national security.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Three white Tacoma, Washington cops were acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death in custody of a black man, Manny Ellis, during an encounter in 2020. A federal jury in Chicago convicted former powerful alderman Ed Burke on 13 corruption counts. Prosecutors said Burke used his political clout to pressure people into hiring his private law firm. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals
success. And DEI does not get people there. Is
not
that what
in my
saying?
Mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin iPublic Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about a dollar and natural gas bills by about $3. Xcel Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
A Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters. After nearly three seasons with the team, the defensive coordinator could be on his way out. After back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers, what's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118-114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks, and then Brooklyn, then in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset. To get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a little patchy fog at times here through the day today. Our high 41, the wind will be from the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, some drizzle, maybe a little more patchy fog, our low 35. Tomorrow, cloudy 45, then on Christmas Eve, cloudy with rain and a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Welcome to a Friday morning, everybody. Fabulous farmmaid Pam Yonke. So glad you're making time for us. I'll tell you what, things are getting real quiet down on the UW-Madison campus these days. Students wrapping up their final exams, heading home for the holiday break. It's quiet except one place, and we're talking about that one place on this edition of What's Happening in Wisconsin Agriculture. Weather-wise, what's happening as far as the conditions are concerned? Balmy, mild. I don't know how many other phrases you can use to imagine that on a Friday in December in Wisconsin, today we are going to get rain, likely this afternoon. Daytime highs today around 44 degrees. And it gets better. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and 49. Sunday, cloudy skies and 55. On Christmas Monday in the state of Wisconsin, we are expecting some light rain, 52 degrees. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, will chat with us before we head into the holiday weekend. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. And we're also checking in on a special program that's being offered to participants with Farm First Dairy Cooperative. It's all about animal welfare and making sure we're taking care of our dairy cattle specifically. I'm talking about that program with Betty Lund, one of the field managers for Farm First Dairy Cooperative, on a Friday.
Keeping Wisconsin strong. Get insurance from a company who knows Wisconsin and cares about your community. You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home and auto rates? Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more about products and discounts.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Well, we're all too quickly coming to the end of another calendar year, setting our sights on 2024, and always glad to kind of take a look back with our friends from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. In studio with us is our secretary, Randy Romanski, who's, you know, again, Randy, every time we do this kind of recap thing, it always starts off with something that didn't look very good, a lot of concern. Weather this year initially was something everybody was concerned, not just Wisconsin, but all across the United States. And now that we're kind of looking at it in the rearview mirror, 2023 didn't end up to be so bad, huh?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It just kind of seems that way. Farmers, resilient bunch, right? We know that because we talk to them all the time. And you're right. I mean, this year was not shaping up to be a great year. The drought conditions here and elsewhere was a big concern. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of farmers now lately, and it's been a pretty consistent refrain. Oh, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised. So, yeah, you're right. It's, you know, we go through these stretches of worry, obviously, for good reason. We don't control the weather or markets or things like that. And, yeah, it's been, pretty productive and, you know, surprisingly positive year, it seems.
Whenever we get into those situations, though, like you said, items that we can't control, anxiety, there's always bills to be paid, there's always issues relative to labor, even on the farm. A lot of that kind of stuff really continues to strain all facets of Wisconsin agriculture and agribusiness, Randy. Your team has really, again, this year stepped up and mobilized not only resources, but are always there to try to assist farmers, the families, their partners, in getting through those difficult times.
They are. We're really proud of our team at the Farm Center. They're a great resource to farmers and farm families. Pam, thanks to you for always bringing this issue up and making people be aware of it. It's a sensitive topic, obviously. If you think about it, the population of our world is growing, and there are fewer people farming than there used to be, and that can be a heavy toll. And like you said, there's weather, there's prices, there's a whole lot of things beyond our control. What we just want people to know is that the Farm Center is there to be a resource. We've got a 24/7 phone line, which we didn't have just a few years ago, and our staff has done a great job of setting that up and making sure the farmers know the resources there. And, you know, what we're seeing still is that the use of the services for farmer mental health counseling or the 24/7 hotline or some of our programs for counseling and mental health programming, are the use of them is at an all-time high. So, you know, it's unfortunate that farmers are facing those tough challenges, but we want people to know that we're there to be a resource, and a helpful voice, a friendly voice on the end of the line could be there if you need to talk or if there's some things you want to work through.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should also remind people it's not just about that phone call. Resources like vouchers so that farmers where they live can try to find somebody professional. I mean, that's another evolution. It's one thing to have the wonderful staff at the farm center, but now we've got the farmer wellness program. We've got that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the vouchers that can kind of come along. I mean, I hate to say this like I do, but we're getting better at how we actually serve farmers under stress.
Absolutely. You know, part of it is making sure we're working with counselors that know how to talk to farmers. One of the things that DACCAP did once the governor and the legislature gave us some funding for this program is we built the network. We added people, we added counselors to the network so that a farmer that was feeling challenges, no matter what part of the state they were in, we found counselors who were in that area. So they might be talking to somebody who's a neighbor, somebody who kind of knows what's going on in their neighborhood. And that connection is really important sometimes. So just being thoughtful about how we provide service and how we connect people is really important. The voucher use, the farmer mental health vouchers, the small amount of money that we make available to farmers to make sure that they can get help, the use of those is at an all-time high, which means not only are people asking, which is the first step, yeah, they're also using those vouchers. So, you know, hopefully they're finding that help they need.
Again, I'll toss the number in there. That's what I was looking for, Randy, is the Wisconsin Farm Crisis Hotline is that conduit to additional help, and that's 888-901-2558. Number again, 888-901-2558, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other programs that are out there, Randy. Again, in an effort to try to help farmers, in some cases, help them do what they've already been doing. Really happy to see some of the new measures that were made available to farmers when it comes to conservation, cover crops, nitrogen management. Tell them a little bit about how that impetus started and then kind of how we got it put together this year.
Yeah, I think a lot of that started, Pam, just because our agency and other groups have just had an ear to the ground with what farmers need. And what are farmers doing? How do we build on the best practices? So what I would say is, programs like the producer-led watershed groups, fantastic. This is farmers leading the way, and it's farmers finding what works in their backyard, because that's going to be different all over the place. That's the example I always like to give, where it's important that we have that give and take. We listen and learn, and then we try to provide resources. So that's a really popular program, building off the successes of having those conversations, having those relationships. We've been able to set up, it's a nitrogen optimization pilot program, which makes sure that farmers can do what's kind of in their best interest and in the best interest of their land. That's an important component. And then cover crop assistance, you know, again, something farmers that have been doing for a while. It's a sustainable practice. We should tell the story. Now, again, the great thing, and you've heard me say this before, I believe it to my core, there's been bipartisan support for those things, and that's really important. So Governor Evers and the legislature have agreed that these programs make sense, and we're working on these things in collaboration with the industry. It's great to see that, and, you know, that's the way we should be working, right?
We sure hope so. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Randy Romanski. He's our Wisconsin Secretary of the Agriculture Department of Trade, Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Let's get that all correct. You know, trade, I was kind of thinking about that in regards to common goals, bipartisan agreement. One of those areas is in regards to trade and really wanting to see Wisconsin take it to the next level for our trade partners outside of the United States and all the commodities that we've got. And boy, Randy, I'll tell you, talking with Chad Vincent, the chair of that trade committee group, they are feverish trying to get everybody going. And I have to admit, almost every commodity I can think of has tapped into those resources. And you're a living example of how, you know, the world can get small when you've actually met somebody.
Yeah, that's I like the way you put that. And yeah, it's that's why the funding is there, is so that all groups can figure out what their place is in the international market. Yeah. And Wisconsin has so much to offer. You know, we're such a unique state. There are states that would look at that do look at our portfolio and say, "Wow, you guys produce all that too?" And the answer is usually yes. And that's what's really exciting about it. So this is something that, you know, from his first budget, the governor prioritized funding for exports, and this, again, something bipartisan support, the legislature's agreed. The funding comes to DACAF for this program. This is the first time we've gotten funding to promote exports, which ag exports, which is great. The funding comes to us, but then we get it right back out to the groups. And you're right, all different commodities have had access to those dollars. And our goal is just to help grow crops, specialty crops, dairy, livestock, all products. Try to grow it all. And the good news, Pam, is each of the last 2 years has been a new record in exports, in ag and food exports. So that's a good sign. It also speaks to let's keep that investment going as we look forward. Those groups that might just get in right now, it might take them a little while to realize the successes. But again, the last 2 years have been record ag export years for Wisconsin ag and food products. The interesting thing about that, there's a whole lot of things that go on in the world that are beyond our control. You know, what's going on with the war in Ukraine and what's going on in the Middle East right now, that can be a disruptive factor in international markets, which none of us controls. But, you know, we again look at this as our agency should be a resource. And the funding that we've gotten gets back out to groups and they can help decide, you know, it's choose your own adventure, right? Like they can figure out where they want to go and what kind of products they want to market. And then we help connect the dots, I guess.
And are very good at it. Thanks, Randy. Good to see you. Randy Romanski, our Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, in studio with us. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
When President Joe Biden visited the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee, your local Civic Media radio stations had it covered live. News Director Terry Bell.
Heard a lot about Bidenomics and his plan to grow the economy by growing the middle class out as opposed to the upper class down.
And Earl Ingram.
Credit the Biden administration. He's already made things happen.
Your place for special live coverage. It's your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Anonymous and maybe eligible for a cash reward.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I say comfortable is a great phrase to be using on a Friday morning going into a holiday weekend. No snow on the ground for the state of Wisconsin and a lot of folks that are going to be on the road starting probably later this afternoon. Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist, joining us live this morning with our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. You know, again, I realize and I recognize that a lot of folks are a little depressed because there's no white Christmas on the horizon. But boy, I'll tell you, for all those folks that have to make miles later this afternoon, be it on the road or in the air or whatever, this is ideal weather.
Yeah, the weather isn't by any means going to slow us down as far as travel for adverse conditions. Might slow me down because I'd rather be outside doing something, but that's a different story.
Well, you know, I guess we are in a good spot. There are places, I see all the news reports from California and the barrage of moisture that they've suddenly picked up. I mean, we're pretty off the radar as far as news on weather is concerned.
Yeah, we don't have any of that big storm coming in, you know, none of that. The temperatures are going to be fairly mild. I think one of the bigger things we have to be concerned with will be a little fog around here late tonight on into Saturday morning, depending if you're going to be on the road then or just have to be out and about. The fog may be something more to deal with to start the weekend. Otherwise, some very mild air building in. There's a stationary front off to the south of the state, a warm front out in the Dakotas this morning. Very scattered light rain in western and southern parts of Minnesota. More rain way down in southern Iowa and into Missouri from Des Moines and Ottumwa further south in Iowa down into Missouri. None of that is going to transform and move right up into Wisconsin. What I really expect will be just a little drizzle or some sprinkly rain showers here developing on toward later today. And that chance of light rain then sticks around overnight, maybe into Saturday, maybe a tenth of an inch if we see enough to add up during that time. As we look on towards Sunday night and Monday, as a more organized low pressure system starts to edge in, rain amounts Christmas Eve into Christmas Day in the quarter to half inch range becoming a possibility. So more rain to add up here as we head toward the holiday, but that also means more mild temperatures. I didn't say snow, I didn't say ice storm, rain, and it will stay fairly mild. In fact, those temperatures Sunday and Monday stand a pretty good chance to be up around and in the 50s. Very, very mild for a Christmas holiday. Some rain and just a little cooler then as we get on into next week, but no major changes. I don't see the deep freeze turning on before New Year's either. Looks like we stay fairly mild, maybe starting to fall back toward the 30s by the end of next week. But even those 30s then are above normal as we start talking now down to about 30 is normal for a daytime high. So upper 30s, still pretty mild. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com. Innovation.
We're exploring farming in the last frontier, Alaska. Come and join us. Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Yonke. The date's August 22nd through September 1st. We'll visit a variety of Alaska farms, including a private boat excursion to experience a shrimping operation. Of course, you'll get all the majestic scenery and impressive wildlife along the way. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel video or call 888-557-1020 today. Boy, I'm guessing that we're about as warm as Alaska. I think they usually are pretty mild at this time of the year, huh, Stu?
Yeah, they are, and we're right there. So it'll be different later, though. Right. We can count on that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast, a cloudy day today, some fog, a little drizzle early on, and again by later today. I expect temps today heading toward the mid-40s, 44, 45 degrees, southeast winds about 5. Clouds, some fog, a little rain in the nighttime as well. Could be up to a tenth of an inch or more through the nighttime. The overnight low is only going to fall just back to the upper 30s with southeast winds about 5. Still a small chance of rain early tomorrow. And then again, later in the day, some fog in the morning, a cloudy day heading to the upper 40s, 47 or 48. Winds will become southeast about 5. And Sunday, cloudy skies, again, some rain most likely toward the afternoon. But here's where we push toward the mid-50s, Pam. Southeast winds 5 to 15, low 50s with rain on Christmas Day. And, you know, a quarter to a half inch of rain, if that were snow, would be something. We'd be talking a half a foot or better, but I think we're going to deal with some rain.
Well, I'll take it. I'll take it. Hopefully the soil will, too. Very good. All right, my friend, have a good holiday break. Merry Christmas to you and Jane and Katie, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Merry Christmas. We'll catch you next week.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com to find an office near you. More food and fiber news on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Another sign the proposed acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese steelmaker might be in trouble.
Whenever an American company is taken over by an international one, the deal is reviewed by various government bodies. President Biden says the planned acquisition of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel is no exception, and he says it may even need more scrutiny than usual, even though Japan is a close ally. The Steelworkers Union says it wasn't consulted ahead of the announcement. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman said he would attempt to prevent the sale over concerns about national security.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Three white Tacoma, Washington cops were acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death in custody of a black man, Manny Ellis, during an encounter in 2020. A federal jury in Chicago convicted former powerful alderman Ed Burke on 13 corruption counts. Prosecutors said Burke used his political clout to pressure people into hiring his private law firm. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices throughout Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the Universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals success.
And DEI does not get people there. Is
not
that
in my
saying?
Mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss on the Wisconsin iPublic Affairs Network said the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. XL Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about a dollar and natural gas bills by about $3. XL Energy says the increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
A Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters. After nearly three seasons with the team, the defensive coordinator could be on his way out. After back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers, what's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118 to 114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks and then Brooklyn, then in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset, to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let
it is going to be cloudy and drizzly with a little patchy fog at times here through the day today. Our high 41, the wind will be from the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, some drizzle, maybe a little more patchy fog, our low 35. Tomorrow, cloudy 45, then on Christmas Eve, cloudy with rain and a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion into your local Civic Media radio station, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed. I'm flabbergasted. I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles. Those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try
try any of them, it would
be Pat! Come on! Okay.
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Entering that game.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is why the kids from Wisconsin say it's a great way to start your day.
You cannot deny these temperatures are a great way to start the Friday before Christmas. Good morning, everyone. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Maybe a little patchy fog out there this morning. We do have showers in the area. Daytime highs today, right around 44 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy skies and 49. Sunday, cloudy and 55. Christmas Monday, it's going to be wet, but it's going to be above average. 51 our expected high. We stay in the upper 30s to mid 40s, basically all of next week. I'm PM Yonke. Thanks so much for joining us on this, the 22nd day of December. Let's see, what can I tell you? On this day, back in 1882, the very first Christmas tree that was illuminated was on display. Edward Johnson, an associate of inventor Thomas Edison and the vice president of the Edison Electric Light Company, was the first person to decorate a Christmas tree with electric lights. It was at his home in New York City on this day back in 1882. On this day in 1937, the Lincoln Tunnel opens in New York City. It's a mile and a half long, and it passes under the Hudson River, connects New Jersey to New York City, one of the most traveled arteries in the United States. The Lincoln Tunnel opens on this day in 1937. Happy birthday to actor Ralph Fiennes. He is 61 years young, and now you know. Well, as we go into the holiday weekend, things on the UW-Madison campus definitely quieting down quickly. Of course, students are wrapping up their final exams, heading home for the winter break. But there is one place on the UW-Madison campus that's staying exceptionally busy. That is the Varsity Meats plant. Dylan Walker is the plant manager of Varsity Meats, which is part of the Meat Science and Animal Biologics Discovery Building on the UW-Madison campus. He said right now, they are popular with plenty of people on campus and off.
Basically, since the start of November, it's been very busy just with Thanksgiving and Christmas and getting in turkey orders, making a bunch of product that people will eat inside, so like bacon and summer sausage, a lot of snack sticks and jerkies. Basically, anytime we make jerky, it's gone like the next day because our flavors are very popular. And then we have prime rib orders for Christmas that people are placing orders for and picking up this week. A lot of people coming in and looking to feed their families with good, high quality meat.
Dylan Walker, he is the plant manager at Varsity Meats, part of the Meat Science and Animal Biologics Discovery Building. He said they've got about 15 students that they have that harvest and process cattle, hogs, sheep, and poultry, and they have got a devoted customer base that follows them. They say that they're hoping to expand service opportunities for Varsity Meats. Walker says they hope to expand to Madison grocery stores in the next few years.
Join me this holiday season as we celebrate the spirit of farming and the traditions that connect us all. From the smell of freshly cut hay to the warmth of a cozy farmhouse on a snowy evening, I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and I'm proud to bring you agribusiness news where the heart of farming meets the joy of the season. For my corgi, Peach, and myself, we want to wish you a Dairy Christmas and a Happy New Year. And from all of us here at the Midwest Farm Report, thanks for listening.
I never thought that I'd go from being the reporter in my local FFA chapter to being a farm broadcaster serving the state of Wisconsin, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, proud to be delivering farm and agribusiness news to you on the airwaves. From myself and my husband Conway, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And from all of us at Midwest Farm Report, thanks for listening.
Congratulations to the 15 Wisconsin Farm Bureau members that have been selected for the inaugural class of WISGO, W-I-S-G-O. This is a team that's going to be the first line of contact when speaking on agriculture issues with the media. Members of the year's team are going to work on their skill set to make sure they know how to interact with media representatives, as well as educate and influence others. The 15 members of the inaugural class include Andro Del Santo from Grant County, Sydney Flick from Columbia County, Mitch Giebel from Juneau County, Libby Hoffman from Jefferson County, Rachel Harmon from Door County, Ben Huber from Greene County, Caitlin Kessler from Calumet County, Lynn Leahy from Washera County, Kyle Nielsestoon from Trempealeau County, Derek Orth from Grant County, Brooke Trustum from Rock County, Sally Turpin from Juneau County, Kelly Wilfert, Manitowoc County, Dustin Williams, Greene County, and Eric Worthrich from Greene County. Congratulations. Those team members are going to serve as official spokespersons for Farm Bureau and Agriculture Issues, the inaugural class of WISGO. While dairy markets yesterday in Chicago again continued to struggle, barrel cheese was down a quarter of a cent at 139. 40-pound block cheese dropped 5 1/4 cents on Thursday to 139.5. Double A butter down a half at 260 a pound. This morning in Chicago, our January milk is up a penny, 1545. February milk closed 22 cents lower, 1552. Right now, March corn's unchanged at 473. December new crop unchanged at 503 3/4. January soybeans are up 2.5 at 1299 3/4. November new crop beans up a penny and a quarter, 1254. And July wheat basically unchanged right now at 632 a bushel. For the week around the equity sales barn location, 60% of the fed beef cattle sold 145 to 161. Holsteins were 111 to 146. Market cows around the state, 56 to 81 cents a pound. The Holstein bull calves this week were selling $400 and down. Heifers, $60 and down. And the beef cross calves, $610 and down for the week. When we return, talking about what programs are available to farmers to make sure that they're handling their livestock properly and can tell that story to consumers. Stick around. Betty Lund, our guest from Farm First Dairy Cooperative, coming up.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org. Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Marland, a stone's throw from McDonald's.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Farm First Dairy Cooperative. If you haven't had an opportunity to investigate what's different about Farm First Dairy Cooperative, now is your opportunity. We're suggesting you go to their website as a start. Spell it out, farmfirstdairycooperative.com. Farmfirstdairycooperative.com. Right now, they're spending a lot of time traveling across the upper Midwest, meeting with their dairy farmer operators in the states that they serve. And joining us today, en route with some of those meetings, is Betty Lund. Betty is not only a member services specialist with Farm First Dairy Cooperative, she is also their farm program coordinator. Betty, thanks for taking time away from some of the district conversations to visit with us. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you get connected with Farm First Dairy Cooperative? What's your background?
I have worked with Farm First Dairy Cooperative for just as shy over 5 years. I come from a dairy farm and have a dairy marketing degree. I've also been a field rep for other creameries for about 23 years prior to that.
Excellent, excellent. So a trained eye, to say the least, when it comes to your visits with farms involved with Farm First. Tell me a little bit, as a member service specialist, what does that mean? What do you ultimately provide as far as assistance to farmers from the Farm First Dairy Cooperative?
I have kind of a unique role in Farm First, as I do three basic different roles. I am a member service representative, so I do tank calibrations. I make sure that you are getting paid correctly for your milk with butterfat protein reference checks on that. I also have a role with us with contract milk. We are field service provider for other creameries. Lastly, I also do the farm program, meaning that I go out and do the family dairy farm program along with other contracts that we do hold.
Right, right. Now let's stop there, because again, the farm program is something many of our dairy operators should be familiar with. It's something that's been implemented nationwide. It's basically a platform that allows our dairy producers to prove how good they're operating, how well they're operating, taking care of their animals, prepared and watching environments to keep relationships strong with our end users. That is not something to be taken lightly, Betty. Tell me a little bit about the training that you had to go through before you could even be considered a farm program coordinator.
The farm program has quite a process to get to evaluator standing. So first of all, you have to have at least 5 years experience in the dairy industry or the education before you are able to fill out the application and get to the interview process with the farm program. Once you pass that interview process, and it's an intense interview, you go and you have to go through a training. With the training comes a test that you must pass to go on farther. You then do a training along with an on-farm training. So this is not something that you do over a week's time. This takes a long time. Once you get to that full-time evaluator standing, you then have to have a shadow, meaning somebody who has experience already comes and checks to make sure that you are doing your job correctly. Lastly, every year we need to be recertified.
Oh, wow.
So we get in February now, I will take the training for the 5.0 program. So this is not something that we come off the street and do. It's something that's very intense. It's people who have the dairy knowledge and have mainly worked on dairy farms in the past.
Yeah, right, right. You've got to be able to see exactly what's happening out there. Now, remember, folks, in case you're not familiar, the National Dairy Farm Program is something that's open to all U.S. dairy producers, milk processors, cooperatives, and really the goal is to make sure that the entire dairy industry is demonstrating their success, their commitment to producing high-quality, safe milk with integrity, and the farm program helps that happen. Betty, first, let me ask you, what is a dairy farmer's general reaction when they find out a little bit more about the farm program? They may have heard about it in roundabout ways, but what do they generally know about the farm program? How do you educate them?
I believe we have a lot of different reactions when I first approach somebody on the farm program. We want to tell the story of the dairy farmers, where we do a great job. We are not there to tell you how to farm. We are there to collect data to show that, you know, when the farm program comes out and says that, 38% of farmers do this, they have the data background to prove that. And so we want to have the integrity with the program. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is an extra service that Farm First is offering their dairy farmer participants. That's another thing that I'm not sure all dairy farms recognize. If they had to take time and staff to prepare for this individually, that's quite an investment, as you pointed out. Do they see value in the farm program?
Yes, and I think we have different contracts. We not only do we have our family dairy members that we do this for that are part of Farm First, obviously. We also do it for other contracts. Mm. What's nice about it is as a second-party auditor, when I come into a farm that, you know, I don't know them, I can really look at it with open eyes and see what's there today to see. It is easier for me to work with it than somebody else out in the field.
Yeah. Right, right. So give for the dairy farmers listening that maybe have never been exposed to the farm program, what it brings to their operation. Tell me a little bit about how you get started with your evaluation, Betty. What should I expect if I reach out to you or you reach out to me?
At Farm First, we always give everybody a 3-ring binder. In that binder, it has all the protocols. The binder is not required to fill out, but it is just gives you an idea of what questions we will be asking. It also has different forms. I also promote the idea that people go onto the farm website, and it has a lot of great resources for people if they want to train employees, if they have questions about how to handle dehorning or any of the other issues. It's a great resource reference manual. When we do our farm evaluations, I start with that binder. I look through the binder, and then I do a very brief walk through the farm. Mm-hmm. I will look at all the pens of animals. I am basically checking to see if the protocols that you have is what actually I see out on the farm. A lot of people think that if I come, they get so nervous that, you know, I might shut them down. No, it's not going to happen. It's not a pass or fail. I am there to do continuous improvement science.
Right.
You know, if I see something that I don't like to see, we talk about it and we try to make a plan on how it can be fixed.
Right. Educational process. That's a valuable side of being a member of Farm First Dairy Cooperative. If you're just joining us, this is Betty Lund. She's a member service specialist out there in the field. She's also the Farm First Dairy Cooperative Farm Program Coordinator, guaranteeing that those participants are treating animals properly in all areas of the farm. How long does the process take, Betty? We mentioned you have put in an incredible amount of time to be qualified as a farm program coordinator. What should the average dairy operation expect as far as a time commitment to being a certified farm participant?
If they have their protocols in line, my evaluation normally takes about 2 hours, depending on the size. But what's nice with the protocols, and I promote the idea that people take the time and put them on like a spreadsheet of some sort so that you're constantly updating them. So because every 3 years you are required to do it, then 3 years later, those protocols are already up. They should be reviewed every year by your vet. Mm-hmm. So then they can continue to be improved.
So let's talk a little bit more about how you would suggest people get started. There may be other dairies that have never heard about this program being offered through their cooperative. How do you suggest that they get started learning a little bit more about what the farm program is, why they should be engaged in the process, and maybe how they can get in touch with you and the rest of the Farm First staff?
Right now, there's 99% of U.S. farms already in this farm program. So I believe most people understand the program. I do like the idea that people go onto the website and check it out as the reference, the materials, that educational things that the farm program offers. You can always contact somebody at Farm First, whether it's myself. There is two other ladies who are certified to do this program also if you want help. So there is a lot of avenues for it, but most farmers are familiar with the program. You say that it is a volunteer program, but most plants require it of their members.
Yeah, that's the way it is, folks. Consumers want guarantees on how you're managing your livestock on your farming operation, and the farm program helps you do that, helps you check the boxes step by step. Betty Lund is one of the people helping you with that program. Value-added service, shall we say, for all you folks that are currently working with Farm First Dairy Cooperative. If you're not and you'd like to find out more, the best way you can do that and get started is going to their website. Find out more about the cooperative and its history. FarmFirstDairyCooperative.com. Spell that all out. FarmFirstDairyCooperative.com. Betty Lund is one of the member services specialists there to help you. And as she said, one of several within Farm First Dairy Cooperative that's gone through the extensive training to be a farm program coordinator. Don't take the service for granted. And if you're not already tapped into it, please make sure you're investigating. FarmFirstDairyCooperative.com. With Betty Lund for Farm First Dairy Cooperative, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
A sustainability effort that relieves pressure on wild salmon populations. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Part of the definition of sustainable food production involves preservation of natural resources, and aquaculture is a good example of that. A company called Aqua Bounty operates farmed salmon facilities in Indiana and Ohio. Board Chair and CEO Sylvia Wolf says growing demand for healthy protein and advances in biotechnology help push Aqua Bounty forward.
The fact that we've got population growth and environmental challenges, and when you think about this positively, you think food security and protection of the planet. But the reverse is food scarcity or insecurity, where people don't have the food that they need to survive, and destruction of the planet. So as we in agriculture really think about our role, it's really coming up with new solutions.
Wolf says Aqua Bounty's approach addresses sustainability in all aspects of salmon farming.
So think about a big aquarium. How do you clean the water? How do you make sure that the fish have oxygen? How do you remove carbon dioxide? That's what the technology enables us to do. And it also allows us to recirculate close to 99% of the water that we use to grow our fish.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The holiday travel rush is on. Airports across the country busy all day, with rain on the West Coast making for a soggy start.